My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something, well, really personal. It's a story about going back to the gym after, get this, 13 years.
13 years, that's significant.
Right. But what's key here, and what our sources make really clear, is this isn't your usual story about, you know, losing weight or getting ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
No, the focus is quite different.
Exactly. So our mission today is to explore how a place like a gym, which we often just link to changing bodies, can actually become this site of deep personal healing, maybe even freedom.
And that really shines through in the sources. It's a powerful look at redefining what success means. The drive isn't vanity. It's about feeling strong again. Mm-hmm. Things like wanting to hike mountains, paddle a river, or, you know, just carry groceries without your back hurting.
Simple things, but they mean everything.
They connect directly to the quality of life, to freedom, really. It's completely separate from chasing some kind of ideal body type.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit, because that 13-year break didn't come from nowhere. There's a backstory here.
A difficult one.
Yeah. The sources talk about a past relationship with a man she calls Brad, and it sounds like it was defined by abuse, control, manipulation, especially around her body.
She's very clear about that.
She says he expected me to be thin, and he told her that directly, repeatedly. It just sounds suffocating.
It does. And initially, she describes herself as being a little overweight when they started dating. She actually began going to the gym with him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he was, as she puts it, muscular, built like a bodybuilder. Her hope, it seems, was partly about losing weight, but maybe also about bonding as a couple.
Trying to connect.
Mm.
But it sounds like that became an in for his control.
Tragically, yes. That's what the sources suggest.
And the change in her body was, well, intense. She went from a size 12 to a size 4 in 9 months.
Yes, that's incredibly fast.
And the way she describes how she did it, it's rough. She uses words like starvation.
Mm-hmm. Mentions eating just one snack-sized bag of carrots a day.
It's just carrots. Wow.
Yeah.
She talks about obsession, self-erasure. Like, she was just diminishing herself to meet his demands.
And the exercise regimen.
Right. 3 hours daily. An hour of cardio, 2 hours of weights, every single day. It sounds brutal.
It really does. And Brad's reaction when she reached that size 4, that's quite revealing.
Yeah, you'd expect maybe praise or something positive.
But no, he apparently said, "How exciting will it be when you get down to a size 2?
Oh, wow. Just moving the goalposts. Always more.
Exactly. And she looks back now and realizes that any confidence she felt then, thinking everyone wants to be like us, it wasn't real confidence.
What was it then?
She calls it a trauma response disguised as confidence. Like the strength was just a way to cope with the pain, the control.
A survival mechanism.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So what happened when things inevitably changed? When she started, you know, easing off the extreme workouts and eating more normally?
Well, predictably, his control kicked back in. He'd make comments.
Like what?
Things like, "Your tummy is sticking out." Or even, "I won't have a fat wife."
Yeah. And she's crystal clear that wasn't concern for her health.
No, she states plainly, that wasn't concern, that was control. It's a chilling example of manipulation wearing a mask.
And it wasn't just about her weight, was it? There were other forms of control.
Absolutely. The sources give another example. She apparently got a job where she started earning more money than him.
Okay.
And his reaction, he cried and told me he didn't feel like a man, which led to her quitting that job.
He guilted her into quitting.
It seems so. She says he knew how to twist my compassion into compliance.
Wow. That puts the gym thing in a whole new light.
It really does. When you understand that depth of control, her returning to the gym years later, it's not just about exercise. It's a huge act of taking back her power.
Reclamation.
Reclaiming that space. Yeah, I get that. But it wasn't like she just woke up one day and went back. Right. There was a journey before the gym return.
A long one, it sounds like. Years of healing, self-discovery.
She mentions having to climb the mountain of self-acceptance, learning to say yes to myself again.
Mm-hmm. Even going back to college in her 40s, traveling solo across the world.
Mm.
So lots of steps towards rebuilding herself, finding her own strength outside of that relationship, outside of that old identity.
Exactly. Building a foundation first. And what's fascinating is the realization she had.
What was that?
That ultimately, this wasn't about the gym. It was about taking back a place associated with shame and fear.
And making it empowering instead.
Precisely. But she was scared too, aware that those old patterns, the obsession, the starvation, that ego-driven part could creep back in.
Understandable.
But she felt she was changed. She was determined to do it differently this time. That self-awareness seems key.
Okay, so how did she do it differently? That first day back, what did that look like? How did she make it different consciously?
Well, she started with yoga, specifically Thai forest hermit yoga.
Okay, sounds cool.
Very. Moving slowly, intentionally. No immediate rush to the cardio machines like before. No pressure. Critically. No self-hate in the mirror.
That's huge.
And when she used the weight machines, lightweight, not max,
yeah.
She focused on listening to my body.
And reminding herself.
Reminding herself, I don't need to be the best. I just need to do what's best for me. It's a total rejection of the old way.
And you mentioned something symbolic about the elliptical. That machine used to be her enemy.
Oh, yeah. A torture device is how she described it. High incline, max resistance, 60 minutes straight, just watching the calorie count obsessively.
So what did she do this time?
She walked up to it.
No.
And covered the screen with a towel.
Wow. Took away the numbers.
Exactly. Set a timer for just 10 minutes. And the focus. No calorie counting, no body shaming, no punishment.
Just moving.
Just movement, just presence. Just me and my body in a conversation, not a war.
From war to conversation. That's powerful. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Thanks.
How can we all maybe change our own approach to things we find difficult, alter the environment, alter the inner script?
Mm-hmm. Transform that relationship.
So, okay, she finishes this very different workout. She goes home. What happens then? Does the old thinking creep back in?
It tried. She says that old voice was there, whispering, protein, 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 like an echo from the obsessive past.
The old rules.
Right. But she stopped. She paused. And a new thought came through.
Which was?
I already eat in a way that supports my body. I don't need to spiral.
She caught it. She didn't let it take over.
Exactly. And she calls that first session back a small workout, but a massive shift in mindset. The real victory wasn't the reps or the minutes. It was that internal change, breaking that pattern.
And this wasn't just a one-off. This new approach stuck.
It seems so. She established a new routine. 2 days on, 1 day off, still starting every session with yoga.
Calming the system first.
Right, and even the music changed. Meditative tracks instead of those driving high energy beats. It's all about a different internal state.
And the core motivation now.
It's completely flipped. I move because I love my body, not because I hate it. That's the heart of it.
So the gym is no longer about performance or approval.
No, it's for strength, for clarity, for self-kindness. Not to be seen, not to be accepted, not to be controlled.
Just to be me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, listening to this, if you've ever struggled with your body image or with control maybe from others, maybe your own internal kind, or if you felt that fitness itself was somehow used against you, I really hope you hear this. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
This story is such powerful proof that it's possible to change that narrative, to redefine what movement means for you.
Absolutely. You are allowed to move in a way that feels good for you. You're allowed to start over, maybe many times.
Yeah.
And you are definitely allowed to rewrite the story of your body. On your own terms.
So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. Is there a space or an activity or maybe even a part of yourself that holds some pain for you?
And could you perhaps think about how you might begin to reclaim it? How you might transform it into a source of your own unique freedom? Something to consider.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.